Three American service members killed in Iran operation, Pentagon. Three U.S. service members have been killed and five more seriously wounded as part of the U.S.-Israeli attacks on Iran, the U.S. military said on March 1st. Additionally, several other service members sustained minor shrapnel injuries and concussions, but were in the process of being returned to duty, U.S. Central Command said on X. Central Command added that major combat operations continue and our response effort is ongoing. The situation is fluid, so out of respect for the families, we will withhold additional information, including the identities of our fallen warriors, until 24 hours after next of kin have been notified, it added. Israel's rescue service said as of the same day the death toll in an Iranian strike on central Israel has risen to 9, with another 28 injured. After the U.S. and Israeli joint strikes on Iran on February 28th, Tehran retaliated by launching dozens of missiles, hitting targets in Israel and American military bases throughout the Middle East. Israel said the same day that it had eliminated dozens of Iranian leaders. The struck and eliminated 7 members of the top Iranian security leadership in Tehran and 40 senior commanders, the Israel Defense Forces said in a post to X on March 1st. A separate post from the Israeli Air Force said 40 commanders were eliminated in 1 minute. The post included an apparent illustration of the strikes, and the Air Force also posted video footage as documentation of the destruction of the regime's headquarters in Tehran. The Kuwaiti Health Ministry said that Iranian attacks in the country killed 1 person and injured 32. The United Arab Emirates has recorded 3 deaths following Iranian attacks over the weekend. The nation was the target of 165 ballistic missiles, but 152 were destroyed, and 13 fell into the sea, according to the nation's defense ministry. The UAE was also targeted with 541 bomb-carrying drones, 506 of which were destroyed by defense forces, while 35 struck the nation, wounding 58 and killing 3 people from Bangladesh, Nepal, and Pakistan. During an incident in which protesters attempted to storm the U.S. consulate in Karachi, Pakistan, at least 9 were killed and 25 more were wounded. The incident happened hours after Iranian officials confirmed that Iranian leader Ali Khamenei had been killed in airstrikes in Tehran. Local officials contradicted reports that the embassy building itself had been set on fire, but acknowledged that arson was attempted at a police post outside the building. As the joint strikes on Iran continue into a second day, U.S. embassies and consulates throughout the Middle East instructed employees and American citizens to shelter in place. American citizens either living or traveling in Bahrain, Israel, Iraq, Jordan, Oman, and Pakistan were advised by their embassies to take precautions. Please remain vigilant, as the Iranian government and its proxies may seek to target Americans in retaliation for U.S. strikes against Iran. Qatari airspace is closed. All non-essential personnel should avoid all military installations, the U.S. Embassy in Qatar said in a security alert on Sunday. The U.S. State Department warned Americans abroad to follow similar measures in its worldwide caution alert. Following the launch of U.S. combat operations in Iran, Americans worldwide and especially in the Middle East should follow the guidance in the latest security alerts issued by the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate, the alert said. Airports in Israel, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, and parts of the United Arab Emirates have shut down, stranding tens of thousands of travelers. The closures have been attributed to retaliatory attacks by Iran, forcing more than 1,800 flight cancellations and diverting at least 145 aircraft, according to flight tracking data. Operations have been restricted or suspended in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Doha airports that typically handle about 90,000 passengers, leaving travelers stranded across Europe, Asia, and the Gulf. Tom Ozimek, Joseph Lord, Sam Dorman, and Jacob Berg contributed to this report.